Thanks for tuning in to Cover 2, presented by AAA, Scott Kegley and Taylor Price. Here at Candlestick Park, it was a matchup, Monday Night Football matchup, of two of the top defenses in the NFL, and the 49ers came out firing with backup quarterback Colin Kaepernick. They started fast and never looked back. 32-7, 49ers win.
Scott, we woke up this morning and found out that Colin Kaepernick would make his first career start on Bill Walsh Field. The players themselves actually knew last night, Coach Harbaugh told them, and Kaepernick really had a strong showing today. Two first-half touchdowns leading the 49ers to a 20-0 lead. Kendall Hunter got in the end zone, and he got Vernon Davis a short 3-yard touchdown, and the 49ers never looked back. Really a solid effort by Colin Kaepernick. He's a baller, Scott. That's what Michael Crabtree said in the locker room. And Coach Harbaugh has some decisions to make. He got two hot quarterbacks, as he said, and he's got to decide who's going to be the quarterback, Alex Smith or Colin Kaepernick, going to next week's game in New Orleans.
Yeah, and you got to like what you saw out of the 49ers' second-year quarterback. Quarterback rating of 133 at the end of the night, and what may have been the most impressive thing against the Bears' defense known for forcing turnovers is that the 49ers protected the ball all game, and Kaepernick made a lot of good decisions out there.
From what we've seen in training camp and in practice, Scott, you know Kaepernick has the strong arm. You know he's mobile, breaking down plays outside the pocket with his feet. But really today, we saw some tremendous touch passes. Floating the ball over the shoulder for Vernon Davis. Vernon spoke about that just now at the podium, said there were some passes that he really appreciated Kaepernick sticking the ball in there on the second level. Again, Mario Manningham, some downfield passes. Kyle Williams, a 57-yard reception. And Crabtree got in the end zone again. Now four touchdowns in his last three games, five touchdowns and four Monday Night Football appearances. Really a strong player emerging right before our eyes. And with Kaepernick, who's roots to tell how far this passing game can really evolve if he continues to be the quarterback.
And as good as the 49ers' offense was, the defense also very impressive. Nearly had the Bears shut out here at Candlestick, but they did give up the 7 points. Drive kept alive because of a penalty, but they held Matt Forte to just 3 yards per carry. Jason Campbell, 107 yards passing. Impressive stats.
I don't think we have to wait for the awards to come out this week, Scott. Alden Smith is going to be the NFC Defensive Player of the Week tonight. The only decision that has to be made is to figure out how many sacks he actually came up with tonight. Some stats say 4.5, some say 5.5. Let's just call it 5 for now. Alden Smith was a sack away from getting the franchise single-game record for 6 sacks. Fred Dean set that in 1983. Alden Smith tonight was really tremendous in the pass rushing department. Made it really hard for Jamarcus Webb to have a clean pocket for Jason Campbell to step up in. He was being that left tackle repeatedly over and over again. And the 49ers, there's a lot of this talk about Chicago's defense being the ball-punching, ball-jarring defense that led the league in takeaways. And the 49ers had 2 takeaways tonight. Chicago didn't have any. So as Alden Smith spoke about the podium, the 49ers defense really made a reputation known tonight. Everyone's talking about Kaepernick and his play, but you got to look at that defense. Really impressive performance and a great team-wide win.
Yeah, and it's going to be an interesting week of practice, waiting to see who Harbaugh announces as his starter for Sunday's game against the New Orleans Saints. It's going to be a battle, two of the hottest teams in the NFC, so stay tuned. That's it for Candlestick Park. It's been Cover 2, presented by AAA, Scott Kegley, and Taylor Price, 49ers.com.